And the spiritualization of that, oh, the discomfort, if it's seen from a different angle in a different way, then it's not so powerful.
Is it like transcending the discomfort?
Yes, that's what I'm saying is stop trying to transcend. That's exactly right. Stop trying to transcend. That's the conditioning that is keeping you earthbound. Because it is a, and pardon my bluntness, it's a denial of the realness of the discomfort. It's a denial of the actuality of the feeling. It's a denial of the earthly side of things. Just like you said, well, when things were really at their worst, I felt like it'd be so nice to just not wake up. And then I'd be in this bliss place. I know that if I was gone, I'd be in this bliss place. You don't know that. That's a theory. That's conceptual. That's a hope. In fact, it's my experience and my understanding that you would not be in a bliss place. You would be pretty much in the same feeling state as whatever is the one you were in. It's unlikely to change just because you passed from this world. That isn't enough of a change. So yes, the odd, strange, unexpected view of things is that the transcending may actually be operating more as a barrier than anything else. The idea that something has to be transcended rather than experienced or accepted. So what I'd like you to consider, what I'd really like you to take seriously is the possibility that all the movement is trying to move away from something. Because almost everything you've said has given a suggestion of that, has had somehow in it trying to change the reality, trying to move away from whatever it is, if it's in any way uncomfortable or if it isn't the transcendent reality. So there is such a thing. There is such a thing as trying too hard to transcend, prematurely transcending, trying to go to the radiant part, but without realizing that the motivation is to move away from the practical side, to move away from the part that doesn't seem to us radiant or enjoyable or blissful or comfortable. So, I don't doubt your motive, I don't doubt your intention, I support it 100%. But as a practical matter, I suggest to you that trying to reach your radiance, trying to transcend, is not a method that is working for you.
I understand what you're saying, but I feel that if I don't make an effort to move beyond, like, jealousies.
So the suggestion I'm making is don't make an effort to move beyond. Change it to an effort to move into the heart of the experience. Instead of when jealousy arises, instead of I need to move beyond jealousy, take no chances that you're in denial of jealousy, that you're trying to avoid jealousy. Sit quietly and be in the jealousy without doing anything, without affecting anybody else, without trying to make anything happen other than not trying to move away from the discomfort of whatever it is.
Okay.
because everything you're sharing with us, which I appreciate immensely, your honesty and your sincerity are radiant. No question. But I very much believe you're moving sincerely and with good intention in the wrong direction. You're trying to move this way. And I'm saying, go this way. I have the sense very strongly that it will be much more effective for you, that it will work much better.